All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, 5 o'clock. Great to have you aboard. Yes, Michael.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Either A or B.
Okay.
Of these two, what do you like best? Here's choice number one, and here's choice number two.
Kid Rock from 04 postgame where you were about six Bud Lights deep, or today. Let me hear him one more time. Wow. I like the dude at the end and the fact that it was Pistons championship,
yes.
You hosting
yes.
A show that wasn't a show,
right.
And Kid Rock is like, listen, creepy guy, I'm just trying to get laid.
Yes.
I probably still go with the original.
Okay.
It's legend.
It's like, you know, anything else. The original is usually
better.
It's
like your Pamela Tommy Lee thing, that drop. I know we don't have that in the system.
Maybe by next Monday I'll have some of those
for you. Right.
Back with you next Monday.
We'll rock and roll. Mm-hmm. I want to bring this up. You missed anything, odyssey.com rewind. Two notes. Let me at least invite Red Wing fans in before you do this J.J. McCarthy mm-hmm. thing. We started the show with the Red Wings. I'm making it very simple. You can say I'm a horse's ass, or you could say, Mike, I feel that way. It's win tonight or F off. Like, enough's enough. If they lose tonight to Tampa, they will have lost five in a row. Yes, they played well Saturday. You didn't win. You don't get a participation award. I don't want to watch the scoreboard anymore. I want to win games and handle business. You know, win tonight or just see yourself out. Is that unfair? Maybe. It's where I'm at.
Because I get it.
Watching them just bums me out because they're not the fun team I watched for, certainly, around Valentine's Day. But for a lot of this year, they started hot, cooled off, got hot, fell off cliff. They're yet to regain any footing.
I know. They're a streak machine, and the streak is not going well right now. That's for damn sure. And if they get a point, you know, that's your participation trophy, which is obviously one's better than none, but not as good as two.
Right.
So I'm not going to completely write them off, but I understand you and your ilk if you feel that
my
way.
My ilk. Win tonight. Are you a part of my ilk? 248. No, win tonight
word,
or be
it,
done. It is. Win tonight or I'm done with you.
Yes.
Until I'm not. But I'd love to hear from the hockey elite on it. 248-539-9797. Now, you have a new take
from two
on
people.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
Go ahead.
This morning, a guy by the name of Mike Kills, who covers the Denver Broncos, pointed out quarterback rankings of this year's draft eligible quarterbacks from Jim Miller, the former Spartan quarterback, Waterford native, NFL quarterback as well, and Greg Cosell, Howard's nephew of NFL Films, who's a great guy. He was very nice to my daughter at NFL
All
Films.
All right, nobody cares.
But anyway.
Let's keep it moving.
He's a savant when it comes to tape work and study and things like that. He's highly respected. Here's, first of all, they ranked the top six quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels, they had number one. Drake May, two. Caleb Williams, three. Michael Penix, four. Bo Nix, five. J.J., sixth. On J.J. McCarthy, this is what they had to say. Quote, this is Greg Cosell. I don't think McCarthy's tape is very good. I've talked to a lot of people about McCarthy. I don't know where all the momentum is coming from because I've not talked to anyone. I'm talking about people in the league who see McCarthy that way. Jim Miller, quote, remember when Colin Kaepernick was with Harbaugh out in San Francisco? Everything was a fastball. He could never make touch throws. He could never go up and down over the linebacker because everything was a three-quarter delivery fastball. McCarthy's a lot like that, and he misses a lot of throws over the middle where he's behind the receiver. Now, the question is asked, is McCarthy being used as a smokescreen to move up by teams, or are they not seeing what others are? I thought it's pretty interesting, especially on the touch pass. Although, in the playoff, he had a few really nice touch passes to Roman Wilson.
Yeah, including like one that the only reason it wasn't picked is it got tipped.
Yeah.
And it got caught because of it. This is where it's at for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I have no problem if a team looks at the tools, the traits. How is J.J. McCarthy any different than Max Clark? Think about this. What the Tigers drafted on was not production. It was projection.
Correct.
They decided to take Max Clark because he had all the tools, right, and they thought they could develop him into X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Versus Wyatt Langford, I had the production.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have a problem if a team decides we're going to draft on tools. What I've had an issue with is when you get beyond the tools, do not just throw in my face a 10-throw highlight reel. When you don't throw it, well, it's not JJ's fault, dot, dot, dot. No, no, it's not his fault, but it's his reality. Didn't have to throw it much. Played behind an elite O-line. Played behind a running game that was going to run it 40 or 50 times. And I can point to multiple points last season when they needed JJ to throw it, and it almost cost them the game. So I have a bit of an issue where the actualization of the football, I don't have it.
Correct.
Now, you want me to cite the throw to Cornelius Johnson in the Rose Bowl on the run towards the sideline, and you go, that's Josh Allen. Yes.
Yeah.
The moments are there.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about, okay, now let's place him amongst these other quarterbacks. Do you know what I actually find the most interesting in this? Their take on Caleb Williams mirrors where I'm at.
You think Jaden Daniels is better?
I don't know that he is.
Right.
I'm saying I'm willing to have a conversation that certain people are like, wait, what do you mean you don't think Caleb invented football? And I'm like, well.
Well, to me, the thing with JJ is if he played in an offense like Jaden Daniels or even like Caleb Williams, would the production be that good? And I think it would, and that's what I think everybody is projecting. That's why you're right. It is on projection because you're sitting there and you're seeing him make a lot of those throws and he does have a gun, but there's definitely question marks there. There's no doubt. And the other thing why I think he is risen up draft boards, look, I'm first to admit it. I thought he should have stayed in school one more year. I never thought he would be considered a top 10, let alone a top 5 pick by certain people.
But is he?
So
this is where your question is.
Is it a smokescreen?
What's fact or fiction here, guys? Stoney's giving you Greg Cosell, who apparently was nice to his daughter, and Jim Miller. And they're saying, hey, this isn't what you're being told it is. That the people they've spoken to don't feel this way about JJ. That JJ is not going to be a top 5 pick, top 6 pick.
Right.
Look, I think it's draft season. All I've said from the start is, I understand if JJ's a first-round pick, and I understand if somebody does something stupid because they're desperate. Look at what the Niners did with Trey Lance. Complete projection. He played one game the year prior and played at 1AA the year before that.
In the one game was like basically a makeup COVID game.
Right.
Just for him, probably.
So it was a showcase.
Yes.
But it was all projection about, look at the measurables, look at this tape, and it's like on a camcorder. It can work, but I get very leery of the projection versus the actual. Now, again,
the other thing with JJ is he is very good running the football.
He can be.
Yes.
The problem, you better learn to do what Lamar does, which is not get hit.
Yes.
Because JJ will get snapped in half.
Yes, that is true. 248-539-9797. The ticket text that we'd love to hear from you, as somebody in this radio station says, well, too many times on a weekend.
That's just, you're out of line.
I know.
Whoa!
I know. God. I've turned into Taj Gibson. What can I tell you?
Will you stop? What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Jesus.
We almost got through the whole show. Almost.
248-539-9797. David, when you hear this about JJ, do you buy or sell what Greg Cosell or Jim Miller are saying?
It's so tough because we're in silly season right now when it comes to the draft. The final 25 days. I think I lean more towards believing them that executives are wondering where this hype is coming from. Because I'm also wondering where the hype is coming from. I'm a Michigan fan.
Right.
He did great in college. He did what he was supposed to do. But I just don't see the hype where he's a top 10 selection for me.
Well, the other thing, and you can say it's a credit to the offensive line, the game plan, or whatever. We know in the National Football League, the most important thing about quarterbacks is W's. And the fact that he is, at least in college, a damn good leader and won a lot of football games, I think that has something to do with
and
it, too.
It also coincided with a great cheating scandal. So, I mean, there will be this idea of, can I bring Connor Stallions to the NFL?
Oh, come on.
No, it doesn't break down to that. But
I want spy glasses on the Giant sidelines.
But to me, I don't know. When the pocket collapses on him, how does he handle it? I didn't see that in college. There are things here that I'm really questioning.
Right.
I wouldn't draft him in the top 10.
But guys, this is...
No, I wouldn't draft him in the top 10 either.
Yeah, but hold on. If you need a quarterback and your owner's like, what's your answer for this? I'm going to fire you if I got to look at this broke bleep again. And you go, fine. You want a quarterback, Mr. Fancy Pants? Look at this kid. He's got a great smile. Like, teams are going to do bleep to get quarterbacks.
I understand that. But a team that's going to draft him... and start him right away, I think, is really stupid.
But agree totally with the principle, but you know where the sport is going.
I know.
The sport is I draft you, I play you.
Right.
This is the Terry Bradshaw ain't sitting around for
three years. And it also is you do what the owner wants or, you know,
Who will.
Right. And that's Frank Reich.
100%.
He didn't want Bryce Young.
Nope.
But his owner did manager did.
I understand. Look, if you're Vegas, if you're the Giants, if you're Minnesota, if you're Denver. Okay, so we have four teams that have no access to the three presumed legitimate QBs.
Right.
We're not having a conversation about J.J. McCarthy as it relates to Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and Caleb Williams. No. I'm not, at least.
No.
But if I put J.J. with Penix, J.J. with Bo Nix, I can have that conversation.
Yes, absolutely.
And I can. And by the way... Oh, you didn't like him in college. I wasn't the one drinking his bathwater like you idiots. I just told you he was putting up service academy numbers. You know, it must be nice to be spoon-fed six throws a game. The point I'm making is in the NFL, I don't care where you went to school. If you need a quarter, like if the Giants take him, I'll root for him. I don't care.
Right.
You're drafting on tools.
Anybody that doesn't is a fan of a team. That doesn't like the player on their team because of where he went to college.
Did you like Chris Spielman? Nuts.
Damn right I like Chris Spielman.
He's a Buckeye.
Yes,
how'd
exactly.
That work?
Yeah.
So that's all. I mean, Mike, I think you could say we've seen the best of Penix. We've seen the best of Bo Nix. You know what we probably can't say? That we've seen the best of McCarthy.
No, we haven't.
So on that alone, you could sell that to your owner.
Correct.
And if you don't have a QB and you go, well, I'll tell you what, you don't want to take this kid, here's Aiden O'Connell. Are you kidding me?
I'd rather have J.J. McCarthy than Aiden O'Connell.
Exactly.
Right.
Hey, here's Daniel Jones' neck brace.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, this is the reality.
Right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, and by the way, if you wanted confirmation that the White Sox might be the worst team in baseball, just going to casually lose a 9-0 game here on a Monday. They are, and nobody cares. Guys, win your games. You got 13 chances at them. You're already 3-0. Win all 13, but my God.
They're playing bad. The Braves, though.
Dude, they're bad.
The Braves are really good.
I understand. They're bad.
I know.
I never can figure the Royals out. Because when you think they're going to be 50-110.
Did you see the home run Witt Jr. hit this weekend?
He's awesome.
I know.
But look, let's assume Royals are going to be bad. The White Sox, we know, are bad.
Correct.
Twins' best player just tore his quad, Royce Lewis. And look, the Guardians, here's the issue. They're always going to have pitching. It never fails. They will always pitch.
Their hitting could be worse than the Tigers.
That you just nailed it. Their lineup is, to call it pedestrian would be insulting.
To pedestrians.
So it is, guys, the Tigers, it's the same thing. They have every opportunity. Here's where we start in a baseball season. You haven't been 500 when the calendar's hit May since 2016. Let's just start there. Your first 11 games, you got three against the Sox. Win, win, win. Excellent. Mets are terrible. Factually, that's a bad baseball team. Mm-hmm. Okay, the A's are coming to town. Bad baseball team. Let's get out to a decent start.
Yes.
That's all I care about.
Let's win. If they win four out of the next six, that would put them at, 7-2?
6-0.
Okay.
All right. No. David, ticket text, please. I'll
give us some text. And then an interesting thing that me and Kenny kind of did in the back here regarding JJ. Get some text here. JJ at 12 or 13 in the draft. That's about where he should go, in my opinion. That is from Jason in Royal Low.
Not mad at it.
No.
All quarterbacks are projections in college football. They're not close to the NFL there. You could be a great in college and be terrible in the NFL.
True.
Can't compare the two.
Yes,
Joey Harrington.
Hold on. The difference is you can take quarterbacks who run pro concepts and have 2,000 throws on tape. Look, say what you – all right, for instance, Penix is 23. He's blown his knee out twice. What I can do with Penix that you can't do with McCarthy, not that I'm advocating for him to go 12 overall, I can put on the tape – and Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb with NFL concepts developing NFL receivers, Penix making NFL throws into tight windows.
Right.
Okay? So there's some level. But if anyone could decode the quarterback mystery in the draft, then it wouldn't be the position with the highest bust rate of any. I mean, how many quarterbacks go in the first round versus how many end up being stars?
Oh, it's incredible.
None of us can unlock it.
No.
The league can't unlock it. But it's not an insult when I say that JJ's purely projection.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. And even you're sitting there saying, well, Penix has this because it's more of an NFL pro style, whatever. The only two teams that you could actually say that JJ fits in from what he did in college would be for the Harbaugh brothers. If Jim would run, which I don't think he would because he's got Herbert there, but if he would run that type of offense and, John does kind of with Lamar.
I'd feel way more comfortable. Listen, if my team takes him, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Because I can't look at Daniel Jones again.
Right.
If JJ were bigger, this is the thing. And I don't buy this hype. Well, he put on 12 pounds for the combine. He will get snapped in half. Like Josh Allen, it was all projection. Josh Allen did not have the tape. You could sit down, and I remember watching Wyoming, Iowa, and I go, all right, here's the kid I'm supposed to care about. And he can complete a pass. I'm going, this is what I'm supposed to be amped up for? Well, it's worked out where Josh Allen's become a good QB. Now, I think he's overrated, but Josh Allen is 6'5", 240.
Right.
Now, that's a different deal. I don't know. I'm willing to risk it.
See, but here's the thing, guys, and me and Kenny kind of did an interesting experiment And I know it's not gospel, okay?
Mm.
But we went through the way too early 2024 NFL draft. So right after last year's draft.
Okay.
JJ was not in, we went to three of them, not in any
right
of them for the first round. So our question was, okay, so then what's changed with JJ?
Connor's death.
It's just winning? Because nothing's changed in the way he ran the offense. Yeah. Everything was the exact same.
The team's success.
So that's the
but
determining
factor.
But my point
would be,
here,
if JJ were really sharp, Penix couldn't complete a pass. You know, Alabama, Milroe couldn't complete a pass. They needed JJ in the third quarter of that Bama game. They
right.
couldn't. They he couldn't. They went, I swear to God, they went three and out like five straight times.
Yep.
And then they asked JJ to throw it a little bit, and what happened? It wasn't JJ that did it. It was two broken running plays that scored the touchdowns. JJ's highlight in that game was a five-yard pass that went for 50 and a flutter ball that got tipped. That's just factual.
I know.
Now, what they're going to do is, well, look at his win-loss record. My opinion on stuff like that, that's a lot like a pitcher's win-loss record. A lot goes into that. I have a hard time with it. He's got a big arm. He runs a sub 4.5 40. He's charismatic. He's clearly respected in the locker room. These are all good things.
Yeah, this is 11 on 11. This isn't a tennis match. If it's right. a tennis match, I can say, okay, cool, wonderful. It's other factors involved in winning football games.
Like when you right. have one of your biggest wins of the season, when they don't let you throw a pass the last 2.5 quarters of a game, you can say, brilliant move by Sharon Moore. But the fact is, the first couple series of that game are going to be what his life is in the NFL. There's going to be a pass rush.
Yes, there will
be. You don't get to stand back there. And they knew right away, we can't pass pro for JJ today.
Right.
So we're just going to run the ball. That's not going to be an option in the pros.
No.
So I understand both sides of the argument.
Correct.
And I'm not dogging the guy.
No, because it is based on projections. They're projecting that if he played in a better offense, he'd be much better as a candidate.
Yes, Ken.
So what's his ceiling then? Ryan Tannehill, if you get him a good running back like Derrick Henry, is that the plan with JJ?
I'm done. Kenny, I'm done pretending to understand ceilings in the NFL because, Kenny, I've seen guys who you thought would be great. Like, look, I thought Trevor Lawrence would be fabulous. Trevor Lawrence now is struggling. Now, he had one really good year. Bad rookie. Let's just wipe that clean. It was the Urban Meyer year. Great year two. Wins playoff game. Huge comeback. I thought he was very mediocre this season. Offensive line wasn't very good. But Trevor Lawrence was supposed to be generational. He's not. Not
right.
yet. Then you get another guy like Josh Allen, who the times I watched him couldn't complete a pass, and everyone thinks he's a top five QB. I don't know, man. Kenny, I wish I had an understanding of it. And I don't think GMs do.
And a lot of times these quarterbacks, it takes a while for people to get it. I mean, it took a while for Stafford to be even good, right? Because he had a crap team around him.
Yeah.
And he was 1-1.
Look.
That was a bad draft. I mean, idiots like me wanted him to take Aaron Curry.
Ooh.
I admit it.
I was a Sam Bradford guy. And Bradford wouldn't have been terrible if he wouldn't keep getting hurt.
Well, that was a year after, right? Or the year before. That wasn't the
that
same
was a year.
Year
after.
Yeah, year after, right.
I don't look, man, there's no rhyme or reason.
No.
I think it's pretty clear.
Right.
You can laugh at that and go, what do you mean there's no rhyme or reason? Oh, I don't know. I saw Mitch Trubisky go number two in the draft, and a team moved up to
Jamarcus Russell.
Well, he got addicted to lean. I mean, there was a bit of a problem there. It's called alcohol and drug abuse.
I know, but still.
Fair enough. Hey, did you know he could throw it 70 yards from his knee?
Well, so can Joe Milton.
248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Rico back tomorrow. Stoney with me next Monday. Draft Baron down on us.
Actually, I'm with Rico Friday after opening day, too. Yeah.
Yes. For, that'll be like 10 minutes, but yes.
Well, no, the way the Tigers' bats are and like Oakland's bats, it's going to be a quick game.
Good call. Sorry. I'll throw
first pitch at 105. We'll be done by 3:10.
I'll throw a late double in for you. You'll be all right. I got you covered.
Okay.
David, what do you got?
Yeah, someone's referencing, because we talked about the mock draft there where the Patriots gave up their pick here. Someone's saying getting first-round picks for next year will be coveted because of Carson Beck.
What?
I don't think Carson Beck is going to be, like, even in the same league as Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels. Do you? Unless I'm – look.
I'll leave it to Kenny. Leave me
He's a good quarterback.
I don't dislike Carson Beck, but I'm not – tanking a season to get him.
He's a fine quarterback, but he's not that level. No. Wasn't at least not right now.
Wasn't fine enough to beat Bama.
JJ is no more than what Tim Tebow was. That's from Tim and Clarkson.
That's a little harsh.
Well, Tebow was a great college quarterback, but we knew he was going to be nothing in the NFL. Except
still went in the first round.
I know.
And that's why I will never rip someone for taking JJ. Yeah. I've seen quarterbacks with way less upside. I still never understood how Zach Wilson was taken in the first round. Ever. I know. That was a Joe Tessitore Friday night Mountain West special. And I'm like, all right, this kid ain't getting away with this stuff in the pros.
Someone says, what's the difference between JJ and Anthony Richardson? Both drafted on twos.
Probably about 4 inches and 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And another tenth of a second in the 40-yard dash. Like, guys, you have to look at in totality. Anthony Richardson had no help at Florida, no offensive line, and his receivers led the country in drops. You're getting a Josh Allen, 6'5", 240, freakazoid athlete. That's the difference. JJ had everything. He was essentially Carlton Banks. He was born into money. Great O-line, great running game. Phillip Banks always there to clean up your messes. It's different, guys. And JJ from a physical profile, he ain't slow, but he's not Jaden Daniels. He's not slow, but he's not Anthony Richardson. Now, he's not tiny. He's not Bryce Young, but he's not Josh Allen. He's not Drake May prototypical. So you're in that middle space. What's up, Rieger? I heard.
I don't think Carlton ever got in trouble.
You get my point.
I do. By the way, so I'm driving in today, guys.
Yes.
A great show as always. I enjoy the Mike show. I enjoy this time slot as always. I just disagree with the women's basketball thing. Like, it wasn't even on my radar. I got the Wings on my TV.
That's okay.
Right. I got the Tigers. But now I kind of want to watch because I think I watched last year.
I only want to watch because I want to watch Angel Reese talk bleep to Caitlin Clark, and I want to see Kim Mulkey like flip the crowd off or something. Yeah. It really has nothing to do with the game.
Is there going to be any references to the Washington Post game?
I don't think so. It's a
wild
card.
It wasn't that bad of an article.
I know.
It was a profile, and most of the stuff that was taken was from her book.
Well, if she did anything, she gave a lot of pub to that article. Once it came out, everybody wanted to read it.
By the way, Rieger, since you are such a huge Michigan basketball fan.
Yeah, what do we got?
FAU center Vladislav Golden has entered the transfer portal.
Let's go.
I wonder if he's going to follow Dusty.
How many points?
15.7, 6.9 rebounds, and 1.6 blocks per game.
He's a good ball player.
Is he that big guy from Yale?
He's 7'1".
Wolf? Is he coming to Michigan to play hockey? Because that's what he sounds like.
Vladislav Golden.
Listen.
Let's go, Slav.
Listen, the biggest thing, Michigan's got to support Dusty May.
Yes.
As long as these kids aren't Dexter Manley, Michigan's got to let him into school. Right. Like, if Dusty May wants to bring three of his former players from FAU, don't hit me with this credit garbage.
No.
Your credits ain't that special in freshman math. All right, no offense. The credits from Ross Business School shouldn't transfer. There's a difference here.
Correct.
These kids are all taking basket weaving. Yes, Rick.
I'm curious.
Yeah, buddy.
You as a Sparty.
Yeah.
Is that the number one thing you get annoyed with Michigan?
What?
The fact that they think they're elite when it comes to academics?
No, I laugh at them. Oh, okay. No, that doesn't mean anything.
A lot of Michigan fans.
No, because
they're very annoyed that Michigan State people think that they're in the same class as them academic-wise.
Yeah, well, that's fine. They're both top 75 universities on the globe. My point to you is the academics thing only hurts you. You're not helping yourself. Dusty May needs administrative support.
I couldn't give a damn about that. I don't even care if kids go to school.
Buddy, I got news for you. Please. When a kid transfers
you're just a sports
to four,
fan, that's a difference.
Absolutely.
Right. When a kid transfers to four different schools in 4 years, you know what they're not doing? Academics. That's where we've arrived at in college.
Well, the kid from Yale, I mean, if you can't get a kid from Yale into Michigan, I mean, come on.
Well, he'd be a graduate transfer, wouldn't he?
I don't think this one would be.
I don't think
no.
so.
Oh, let me see Michigan not take Yale's credits.
I know.
I'll laugh my balls off.
I know. Exactly.
You imagine?
Well, there's 2 7-footers that they could go after. Who the hell knows?
What about Terrace Reed?
I think Izzo's going to go get Terrace Reed.
I don't care. Okay. All right, what do you got coming up next?
All right, we're going to talk about the Tigers. I thought it was fascinating. Stoney's overreactions, what you agreed with, what you did not agree with. So I have my own thoughts. I want to know what people think through three games is actually real about this team.
Right.
And then we're going to talk a little Red Wings as well, because it's another massive game. I'm exhausted.
So let me ask you
I'm
this.
Burnt out, man.
Mike says if they lose, he's done. Even if they would beat the Rangers on Friday.
I just don't care. Like, you would have lost 5 in a row,
dude,
and I'm sick
you,
of it.
But
like,
here's
win
the
a
problem,
game.
Right? Yeah. So if they lose and Philly loses tonight.
Yeah, see, here's what we're doing already.
Then you're still 2
yeah, here
points
we go.
Out.
So now right. we're just going to play the game.
And then
we're
the
gonna
Wings
play the
go
game.
To a tougher, easier part of their schedule.
Who's the bigger crackhead?
Well, that's what
you do when you start
right.
standings watching.
That's what the AC
right.
is.
Right. The eighth seed is, what do you like better, syphilis or gonorrhea?
Right, I mean, it's the 64th team in the exactly. tournament, right? Oh, you are?
That was me talking about Kid Rock in 2004.
When's the golf start, Stoney?
What?
When you hit the club up.
Probably when the weather gets nice.
You realize that drop fits anything you ask, Tony? Ask him something else.
Tony, what's for dinner tonight? Tony, I hear you're buying a new car. Why?
Tony, how's the weather outside? It doesn't matter.
Suddenly we have a new entry into the July tournament.
This versus this.
Ooh.
It's a power duo.
No, I think the chair is way ahead.
We'll see. We shall see. All right, Rieger, you're up next.
See you next Monday.
Tremendous work.
Absolutely. Love it.
We'll be back tomorrow at 2. We'll do it all over again. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.